It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Brooke Schaefer with Raven News. The Sitka Assembly is calling for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, to reconsider a decision it made last fall to close its home health department. The Assembly unanimously approved a resolution at its meeting Tuesday night. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
SEARCH replaced its home health department with a home-based care model last September. Since then, some Sitkins have protested the change. In testimony at town halls, ads and letters to the editor in the newspaper, and to SEARCH's Community Health Council, they've raised concerns about the level of care patients will receive and potential cost of the new program, which is no longer Medicare certified. Throughout the process, SEARCH has maintained that the level of service will remain the same for patients and that it has no plans to reestablish the home health department. At a meeting in January, Assemblymember Kevin Mosher said he'd spoken to SEARCH officials and felt confident in the new home health program. But at the April 9th Assembly meeting, Mosher said he'd given the issue some more thought and decided to co-sponsor a resolution calling for SEARCH to address the community's concerns with Assemblymember Tim Pike.
I have since learned a lot and have considered all versions of this to the best of my ability as a non-medical care professional. And I've come to the conclusion that at the very least, you know, this is a soft memo and a soft ordinance. We're respectfully requesting that SEARCH consider reaching out to the public for a genuine involvement to find out what the public really feels and thinks about this.
In addition to public outreach, the resolution also asks that SEARCH consider reinstating the previous home health program. 10 community members shared testimony on the home health change, including retired physician Connie Kreiss, who said that SEARCH's current services are not equivalent to what it provided before last fall. And she said SEARCH had not made enough of an effort to engage with the community on the issue, noting a recent Community Health Council meeting that limited public comments.
The once-a-year public input mandated by the SEARCH Sitka Community Health Council was, it's hard to describe it, it was not respectful, it was not adequate. It's my hope that the resolution may encourage SEARCH administrators to rethink their relationship with Sitkans, to truly engage with the Sitka community.
Stephanie Weddle is the local president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. She said there are currently members of ANS and the Alaska Native Brotherhood who traveled out of town for medical treatment and haven't been able to return home due to the lack of services.
My husband and I experienced this with a couple that we were friends with just last month who ended up being in Anchorage for more than a month for health care because they could not come home due to the care that was needed. And it was simple care that they could have gotten from home health care, but it wasn't available here.
Peter Karras Jr. is the president of the local A&B chapter, and he echoed Weddle's concerns.
So these are very important, very serious matters. This isn't something that's just going to go away. I'm in favor of a squeaky wheel gets oiled. So I think if we say things loud enough, often enough, SEARCH will hear.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen said he was on board with the resolution.
If it was around, I'd probably be using it for my mother right now. She's 89 years old and got pretty good dementia, and she could use it. Not there. And I hope a little resolution makes a difference. I'd say as important was you guys speaking tonight. I mean, that'll be heard more than our little resolution.
And Assemblymember J.J. Carlson felt that the resolution said a lot in very few words.
It's the respectfully request that SEARCH considers reestablishing a Medicare-certified home health care department by convening and engaging with the public. We recognize that SEARCH is independent, but desire that SEARCH seeks out genuine public engagement. There's a lot in those two sentences there. I'm fully behind asking them to do exactly that.
The Assembly unanimously passed the resolution. KCAW reached out to SEARCH for comment, but did not receive a response by press time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
For the first time, money from ticket sales and revenue coming in from passengers using the Alaska Marine Highway System will fund ferry and marine highway projects across the state as toll credits. That's in part due to recent eligibility changes within a Federal Highway Administration program. Last week, the Alaska Department of Transportation announced it was approved to utilize toll credits as state matching funds for critical transportation projects. Shannon McCarthy is the communications director for the Alaska DOT. She explains how a toll credit can be used in lieu of the state spending more money on Alaska Marine Highway System projects.
The toll credits aren't actually money. They just allow us to meet the requirements that the state doesn't have to put in additional state dollars. But then we can use the federal funds that, you know, that we normally get. We apply the toll credit, and then we could use other funding, for example, like the ferry boat fund money.
McCarthy says this is the first time the state has been able to use the toll credit program for AMHS projects, mainly because the federal program had strict requirements, but the law was recently changed so that Alaska could qualify. The state is now approved to use almost $20 million from ferry ticket sales or toll credits as Alaska's 10% portion needed to match other federal funds. McCarthy says this allows DOT to fund a dozen Alaska projects. That includes the Tustamina replacement vessel, with the vast majority of the money coming from federal sources.
It's going to be an incredible benefit to the Alaska Marine Highway System. It gives the state of Alaska, Alaska DOT, a lot of flexibility when it comes to funding these really important capital upgrades that we, you know, that have been sorely needed.
It is unclear when construction on the Tustamina replacement vessel will begin, but the state plans for the new ferry to be finished in 2027. The Tusty is currently docked for its annual winter overhaul through the end of this month before it is scheduled to resume sailings to Kodiak Island communities. Last weekend, athletes from across Alaska and some from the lower 48 came to Juneau to compete in the 7th annual Traditional Games at Yada'at Katli, Juneau Douglas High School. The event represents fitness needed for survival and hunting skills in the Arctic, but in the gym, the athletes are trying to beat their own best scores. KTOO's Yvonne Crumbry sat in the stands and has this story.
Matthew Quinto stands on an animal skin blanket held taut off the ground by a ring of people. They start to pull the blanket in and out slowly, and Quinto gets ready to leap. He jumps frighteningly high in the air, does a backflip, and lands back on the blanket.
Originally it was used as a way of like lookout in villages over Arctic tundra.
The backflip is just a bonus. The blanket toss is the first event at the Traditional Games. Quinto, who coaches for the Traditional Games and Native Youth Olympics, says he only gets to do it a couple of times a year.
But it's just something we do for fun. We can't really practice it because it requires a whole community just to pull the blanket.
Donna Walk, Ezra Ellisoff, is the announcer for the games. He's an athlete himself. He says each event requires many different skills.
There's agility, there's explosive strength, there's flexibility, there's just a lot of different things. And all the games are different in their own unique way, of course.
But his favorite is the Alaskan high kick. For that event, athletes get into position, on the ground, with one arm supporting them, grab one foot, and then launch the other up to try and reach a ball suspended in the air. If they touch it, officials raise it a bit higher and higher until the athlete misses.
That one's about your technique and how much you can perfect it rather than pure strength and flexibility and whatnot. So you can now kick a lot of people once you start going what we call vertical, which is like a one-handed handstand.
Luca Silva is officiating some of the events. He says it's been exciting to see young people push themselves to beat their own records.
I've heard a lot of like, wow, like I can't believe I did that. Like I'm so proud of myself.
This year, athletes broke 13 records in different categories. About 260 athletes from 31 schools participated this year. 200 more than the first Traditional Games in 2018. About 12 of them are from Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. They won 7 high school events. Tessa Anderson won the overall athlete title for high school girls. Her favorite event is the scissor broad jump, jumping as far as she can in 4 steps, as if leaping from ice floe to ice floe.
I just like the feeling of like the pattern of the jumping. I don't know how to explain it, but
She won the high school girls' scissor broad jump category. Anderson's teammate, Lenny Brandel, says that the camaraderie and support from the other athletes is part of what makes traditional games so special.
It's just like a nice environment. Like, everyone comes together, we're all nice. No one's ever talking trash to you. It's just always a upbringing.
And you can hear the support in the gym. Like when an athlete is gearing up for the Alaskan high kick at a height they haven't reached before, they'll stomp their foot in a rhythm to get the audience to clap for them. Sometimes they miss. And sometimes they reach it. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
I'm Brooke Schaefer, and this has been Raven News. And now taking a quick look at the weather for Sitka for today, Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Today, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 7 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 44. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 10%. You're tuned in to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.